Clawbar, Willis, I just want to say thanks again for inviting me to play D&D today. Ah, it's been way too long. And hey, you guys even met a girl.
Of course we met a girl. We have a +4 in charisma, yeah, but a +1 billion in charisma.
She's his cousin.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, I dusted off my trusted old copy of The Rule Book.
Chris, we're using the updated, more inclusive player's handbook.
Yeah, Chris, it's exclusive.
It's inclusive.
So I said exclusive.
Oh. Okay. I mean, we never excluded anyone when we played back in the day, did we?
Not now, Chris! I'm explaining how inclusive the game is!
Yeah, Chris, it's explaining.
Now, let us all introduce our characters. I am Willis the Dungeon Master, and I will also be playing the character of Ma'aika Karet, a non-binary level 5 tiefling bard who is driven to get revenge on an evil sorcerer who attacked their town and killed their parents.
I am Clawbar! The Strong. And my character's name is also, it's also Clawbar, the Strong, he, him. And he's driven to revenge because an evil sorcerer attacked his town and killed his parents.
You're just repeating my backstory, Clawbar. Did you even work on your backstory?
Never mind.
Tiffany and Chris, who are you guys playing?
Trans halfling named Zorbo, she, her. I'm Zorbo. Uncanny Dodge. Halfling Nimbleness. Pew, pew, pew.
I just brought my character from back in the day. Steve. He's a human fighter. What? He's a level 5. Has a sword. Pretty cool.
Nobody plays a basic fighter anymore. Where'd you even find this guy?
Yeah, Chris. What a nerd.
Here, give me your character sheet and I'll get him updated for modern audiences.
Modern audiences.
Here you go, good as new.
Okay, my character is a non-binary polyamorous Zezer dragon thing.
Dragonborn.
Oh, Dragonborn.
Yeah.
But I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. In this game, don't we go into dungeons and kill dragons? Okay, what is that? What is she doing?
That's our safe sign. The latest edition of D&D encourages all players to hold up a safe sign if someone is making them feel uncomfortable.
Okay. What'd I say to make you feel uncomfortable?
Well, I'm uncomfortable with the colonialist implications of occupying a dungeon and literally genociding dragons based on racial stereotypes. Oh, and in case you didn't know, I'm half dragon.
You mean your character's half dragon?
No.
Okay, but dragons are evil. And in D&D, you kill them!
Chris, the rest of the group is clearly uncomfortable with the direction that you're taking Dungeons and Dragons.
You mean the direction of going into dungeons and slaying dragons?
That's correct. Here, you'll also need to fill one of these out. It's a game expectations form. You need to fill out all your potential triggers. For example, we're all triggered by racists, such as people that are racist against dragons. But I also have my own personal triggers, such as white supremacy, cis heteronormativity, economic arrangements that could be considered capitalistic. So we put those things on the form so the Dungeon Master knows what to avoid.
It also tells players what potentially sensitive elements might come up in the scenarios, like, for instance, depictions of fascism or NPCs with bigoted belief systems or maybe even sexuality and nudity.
Sex and nudity. Bigots? Look, I just want to delve into dungeons and slay some dragons. Are you sure this is D&D?
Totally! The latest rules updates really improved the game to make it more inclusive and sensitive to all players.
Is that a beholder? Why is it so cute and friendly?
Oh, beholders are cute and friendly now.
Look, whatever. I'll fill the forms out. Okay. Sensitivity forms are all filled out. I won't be triggering anybody anymore. My fighter is a non-binary dragonborn dude. I mean, they. Let's get into the fight. What now?
Well, we don't fight per se.
Then what do you even do in this game?
In this adventure, we are part of a group called the Resistance that is fighting back against an evil wizard named Fronald Frump, who has just been elected dictator of Waterdeep. Chris, go ahead and roll a charisma check to see if you can convince anybody to vote with your protest sign.
20.
You convince several onlookers and you register 7 new voters for the cause!
Yay!
Yay!
It's fun. Clawbar the Strong takes a knee for racial justice.
Okay, go ahead and roll an advocacy check.
1. Is that good?
Look, do you guys want to play Catan instead? It's a simple, non-offensive game where we can all be colonial settlers on Earth.
If my calculations are correct, you're at the end of the video and the end of the world. But it doesn't have to be the end of you. Just buy our brand new book, The Babylon Bee Guide to the Apocalypse. It's full of such helpful tips as how to punch and kick things and how to build a bunker. And only then can you survive the apocalypse and make everyone else jealous because they're dead.